Matthew's Gospel, 25th chapter, 14th verse. Briefly, the international verse, Jesus has been talking, and now he says again, it would be like a man going on a journey, called his servants, and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to their own ability. Y'all see it?
Amen.
Then he went out on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money.
Mm-hmm.
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. Mm-hmm. The man who had received 5 bags of gold bought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put you in charge of many things.
Mm-hmm.
Come and share your master's happiness. Mm-hmm. Your Bible might say the master's joy. The man with 2 bags of gold also came.
Mm-hmm.
Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have gained 2 more.
Right.
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will put you in charge of many things.
Mm-hmm.
Come and share your master's happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came.
Mm-hmm.
Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the banker so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. Take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10. For those who have will be given more, and they will have abundance. As for those who do not have, even what they have will be taken from them, and throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, as you see that every story does not have a happily ever after. Talk to you from the subject this morning, expect more from yourself. Expect more from yourself. And be careful when I say expect more from yourself. Because most people think that we believe that we are doing it on our own. We believe that what we have and what we possess, that it basically comes from us. But actually it comes through us.
Yes.
So it's true, hard work pays off.
Amen.
But every hard work is not prosperous.
Amen.
It does matter if you are educated and trained. That helps. But every educated and trained person does not have a job.
Amen.
It's good to have your Bible. Open your Bible. Read your Bible. Understand your Bible. But it does you no good if you don't know the author of the Bible.
That's right.
I'm asking you today to consider and expect more from yourself. The Bible says that we're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That means somewhere along the way in your life, you're going to have sin considered missing them all. When I was in the Marine Corps, I could, about 200 yards, I could shoot rapid fire from an M16 rifle, amen, and pretty much hit my target. There were days we went to the rifle range where there was wind blowing. My drill instructor would come and he would click to the right or to the left, amen, to adjust to the wind so that I could hit my target.
Mm-hmm.
And back, but before I went, it was okay because my grandfather had taught me to hunt. He had taught me what we call Kentucky windage. In other words, when you look through the sight and it's not quite what you want to see, you just move it to the right or to the left. But there's something about when I was in the Marine Corps, that laser pinpoint accuracy when they set the clickage or the windage of my weapon. Then they moved me from 200 yards to 300 yards, from 300 yards to 500 yards. It did not matter what the wind was doing as long as my rifle was in good working order. And as long as I was concentrating and focused on what my goal was. My goal was to hit the target.
Yes, sir.
As a Christian, our goal is to hit the target.
Yes.
Without the Lord Jesus, you won't hit the target.
Amen.
Because the best we can do in ourselves, you still gonna miss the mark. But Sister Miles said it to you that God's grace is that windage or that clickage that God gives you through Jesus. Amen. That He helps you to be able to accomplish those things that He has sent you to do. Amen, somebody. Jesus said it like, well, Paul said it like this in the book of Philippians through the Holy Spirit said through Paul. He said that, don't you understand that Jesus Christ, in chapter 2 of Philippians, He poured Himself out, or He emptied Himself out, so that the Father could work with Him. In other words, He didn't think it was a robbery to be equal with God, but He still emptied Himself of Himself so that the Father could fill Him.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell y'all in here today, to be the best self that you can be, the best self that you can be is to empty yourself of yourself and allow God to fill your empty spaces. And when God fills your empty spaces, He'll give you strength when you're on a job and then they let you go. Because you'll understand that God was just using that job as a source to get you where you needed to go, but better believe that job wasn't your source. Okay, let me go this way. Some of us feel like we have to have certain people in our life. And truth be told, we know that folk die. Amen. And God called them and they transition on the way. Ain't that right? And we get so used to them and we love them and we know them. Amen. But it comes a time when God knows that everything has a time and a season and every purpose under heaven. He calls them home. But if He left you here today, it's because He's still giving you the opportunity to become your best self. I was looking at this Netflix television series. It was about young doctors in the 60s. And one brother just walked in to the school, and everybody else walked in, they touched the little marquee, amen. He just walked past the marquee and walked into school. The professor, the doctor, the university was standing there, the president. He said, young man, I want you to come back here. He said, what does that say? It said, serving God through the service of men. Let me say it again, because the church folks already know that. Serving God through the service of men. It went on in the movie that one man was Jewish with fair skin, and all the brothers rejected him because he was at a predominantly historically black college. Then there was one gentleman who was an African-American man, but he was light-skinned, and he was very articulate and educated because his father was a doctor. So now the Jewish man is getting rejected. And the brother with the fair skin, or not only the brother with the fair skin being rejected, but the African-American, the black guy, the light-skinned brother, is getting rejected by the other classes, right? And what happened was, instead of them standing together, they started fighting each other. Long story short, y'all know in the 60s there was a lot going on, and there was a difference made between races. And it so happened that the Jewish man fell in love with an African-American woman. He went to a study and got arrested. When he got arrested, when he got to the precinct, they put all the brothers and sisters in one cell. And they took the Jewish man and put him in another cell. Now, everybody else mad with him now because they saw him get preferential treatment.
All right.
Then, when they go back to school, they was really hard and put the other ones on probation. They took the Jewish man and sent him before the president, who was higher than the doctor who met him at the door. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what he did? He said, don't worry about it. He said, you could have went anywhere you wanted to. I just want to know where you came here. You got to get it up a while. He could have went to anywhere else, but really the only ones accepted him was the school where he was.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, that's where he wanted to be.
All right.
This man took the test, the exam, and put it on his desk. And he walked away, and he said, take your time to get yourself together. In other words, he was giving him the answers to the test. Well, they found out that he had the answers to the test. Professors are mad with him. Doctors are mad with him. Not only that, the fellow students are mad with him. Now, I watched the movie, so I know that he really didn't look at it. He glanced at it, but he didn't use it. But yet he passed because he was putting in the work. He was studying, and then he was going beyond where all the rest of them was partying. He was going to the hospital volunteering to put in work.
Yeah.
So he was putting his medical profession to application. But the long story short, he got through up the school system. And everybody else left and went on that trip, and they went home on vacation. And when his professor came, y'all know where he was? He was in the library. Jewish man was in the library. The professor said, why did you go home? He said, well, since it's my last few days, he said, this is really where I want to be. I'm just going to study for a little while longer. The professor said to him, I was with everybody else. He said, I was on the board when they threw you out of the school. He said, because I thought that you cheated. He said, but from watching you and what I gathered from you, he said, I don't believe that you cheated.
Well,
he said, well, what I want you to do is stop trying to please everybody else.
Amen.
Stop trying to please your mom and dad now. Stop trying to please everybody else at this school. And become the best you that you can become. I'm talking to somebody in here, but y'all too churchy to get what I'm trying to say. Whatever your name is here today, God has given you something that only you can do. God has put you in places where only you can survive, man. And he don't want you to be somebody else. He wants you to be the best you that you can be. Matthew 25, of course I'm not going to be long. Matthew 25 is the sequel of part 2 of Matthew 24. In Matthew 24, the disciples wanted to know what was the end of the world going to be. Jesus began to tell them what the end of the world going to be. Let me go ahead and break it down to you. I got quite a few in here what he said it was going to be. He said the end of the world going to be like this. First of all, he said ain't nobody going to know. He said, the angels don't know. He said, I don't know. He said, but my Father in heaven knows. They said, well, Lord, give us a sign of your return. And before I tell you what the signs are, I want you to know, stop worrying about when he's coming and just get yourself ready because you're going to believe he's coming. First thing he said, there was going to be false Christ, false Messiah. There are preachers now who have congregations where the congregation won't let the preacher's feet touch the floor. They put down roses, and some of them in Africa, they lay down their bodies, and the preacher walk over top of them like he Jesus himself. Amen. Jesus said in his word that when folk tell you I'm over there and I'm over here, he said, don't you go there. He said, because when I come back, when my Father sent me back, he said, every eye going to see me, and they going to know from which way I'm coming. So false preachers going to show up. Second thing going to happen is going to be world violence. Y'all already see that. It's not only world violence, there's violence right here. If you turn channel 2 on, channel 8 on, channel 12 on, brothers are going crazy, women are going crazy, high point going crazy, and it's not only local, it's statewide, it's national, and it's international. Everybody's fighting, it ain't nothing but world violence. The next thing is natural disaster.
That's right.
Y'all see it, don't you? All the earthquakes all over the world where people are dying. Earthquake, diamonds, where people, you take it for granted that you can go to food line and buy a loaf of bread, but there are some folk, they don't have water and they don't have food because there's a famine in the land. And y'all better hear me up in here. You better get close to the Lord while you can, because if we keep doing what we are doing, the Lord is going to pull back from us. And ain't no preacher going to be able to straighten it out. Ain't no politician going to be able to straighten it out. God's the one who supplies for you. He gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. They can land all the bills they want to. They can lie in court, do everything they want to do. But when the righteous judge shows up, everybody going to give an account for what they did and what they said. I'm only glad Jesus said, this is just the beginning of sorrow. That's what that smoke spoke took on. We say it. The weather. Don't we say it's a thousand? Old folks, when you see the weather, you can't tell whether it's winter from summer. Well, I'm 55 years old. Folks been saying that all my life, and the Lord ain't came back yet. But he said, don't you get foolish. I am coming. Then he says, after this, you're going to see persecution coming. Persecution here, ain't it? You can't say anything unless people get offended. And if you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, you just might end up in court. Y'all gonna be all right. Then he says, not only that, the next thing he said, that's just the beginning of sorrows. Look what's getting ready to happen. Y'all act like that y'all don't understand why people are walking away from the church and people are coming to church, but they're not connected to the church. The Lord said that a great falling away must come before he comes back. Folk don't fall away from the Lord. Because everybody's smart today, ain't they? Everybody know God today, don't they? Everybody chanting and doing anything. Everybody know the Lord today, don't they? They can pull out a coin and chant. Folks can tell you your future. Everybody know who the Lord is. Everybody that died, they going to heaven. We bring them straight to heaven, straight to the Lord. But that's not what my book says.
Come on, man. That's right. That's right. That's right.
We're falling away. Thinking the church going to get weak. The church itself going to get weak. Y'all know why it's getting weak? It's going to get weak because we don't know who the weak is and who the tired is.
That's right.
When trouble comes, the true Christian can stand strong because you rooted and grounded in the Lord. And how you find out who other folk are, soon as trouble comes, they ready to run back to their house where you got more trouble, more hell, more persecution than ever been in the church. Then yes. Turn around on Monday, Tuesday, go to work and still punch that same clock with the mean, hateful hypocrite on your job for $7.75 an hour. Great call away of church. Jesus said, not only that, he said, sin is going to prevail.
Yes.
Y'all see it today? Folk don't love each other like they used to. The Bible says the love of men is going to grow cold. And when y'all mess up that is, y'all still weak. I told you to be the best you that you can be. When God blessed you, you don't need nobody to pat you on your back. When God blessed you, you can say that you all things through Christ. I don't need nobody patting me on the back. I don't need no cheerleader. I don't need nothing from you. All I need is Jesus. Love of many. Yes, sir. Go cold. No man. Luke 17. No man knows. Luke 17, 46. No man knows the day and the hour that the Lord is going to come. But he coming. On the day my daughter came home from work, what day is it? She had to upstairs in the great room. She come in, and I heard her. You know, in the shower, in the office, I heard her in the shower. And then after a while, I heard her 13 yard. I was still in prayer. I was still studying. After a while, I opened the door. When I opened the door, my office is right there in the great room. She jumped. And I said, babe, why you jump? I said, do you know I'm sitting around, Dad? I thought you were downstairs. And the Lord spoke to me and said, that's what a whole lot of people gonna do when I show up. Some folks gonna come and play church on Sunday. Leave church on Sunday, do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say, and go wherever you want to go. But you don't know when the Lord comes. He might come on Sunday, he might come on Monday, he might come on Tuesday, but you don't know when he comes. You got to make sure that you got your house in order, because he's coming in. Question Matthew 24, what the end gonna be? Jesus picked it up in my first part of this. I got to carry on. I thought I'm gonna hold it. The first parable Jesus told us was the parable of the foolish virgins and the wise virgins. Because you do know that in the church, everybody don't have the Holy Ghost. Everybody ain't got no oil. There's a whole lot of sinners in the church. They probably who got speaking in tongues, but they ain't got no power. They ain't got no power, so they can't even do right in English. They're going to try to speak something they don't even know. But those who really know the Lord, don't show them the prayer language. But those who do know the prayer language, God wake them up in the middle of the night when Michael Thompson has a headache and can't get it right. And somebody that don't even know me wakes up out of their sleep, get down on their knees and start speaking in tongues. Don't know what they preach right praying for. Don't know who they praying for. They just obey God and start praying. And because they praying for me, the devil got to back up out me, back up out my house, back up out the brain. And I'm going to stand up. This is about disciples. The first parable is about personal, individual walk with God.
Yes.
Either you wise or you foolish. The Bible says the fool that said in his heart, there is no God. You say, well, Reverend, I never said that. If you don't obey God, you just said it.
That's
right. You don't listen to God's prophets, you just said it.
Amen.
If you do what you want to do when you want to do it without God, you just said it. Because action.
Out of the word.
Pretty quiet. And the second one is, goes into what I'm going to talk about a little bit. He left somebody. He said, I'm going on a journey. And he went on a journey, Sister Cole. And pick it up in the Bible. It says he stayed gone a long time. Y'all be know when folk don't come back like they said, you look out a few times. Ain't that right? But if they don't come back after a while, you're going to go on with your life. Ain't that right?
Amen.
And a matter of fact, it is true. I don't know how it goes, but it hit my mind. Is it when the cat's away, the mouse will play? Is that how it goes? When the chief leaves, everybody want to change the rules and do what they want to do. And so that's what that parable is about. But the third parable is about the end of the world, when the Lord is truly coming back. Stop worrying about what they doing up there lying in Washington. I heard one brother said you got Democrats. Democrats, amen. Amen. And KKK Republicans, amen. I'm just saying, that was pretty funny, amen. What I'm saying is that everybody's selfish and they're not working on behalf of the people, they're working on their own behalf. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And if you got the opportunity to get out and make a change, go out and make a change. That's what he's talking about. But in the middle of this, he's talking to the servants in the church. You remember when the boys was on one Jesus, one was on the right, one was on the left, they said their mama, and they said, who is the greatest? And Jesus said, the one that served. Y'all remember that?
That's right.
Well, I'm getting ready to go, brother. I want to break down these 3 points, but I ain't got time to boom with you, and you ain't going to listen to me anyway. So I'm going to go ahead on and preach it, Deacon Hall, you ready? What I'm trying to tell y'all in here today is that when the Lord comes back, there's going to be a whole lot of servants who wasn't doing it for God, but they was doing it for themselves. That word talent in here, that word talent, it meant gold or silver or weight. They weighed the talent to see how much how much it costs. But today's time is talking about us, our time and our talent. I'm not talking about preaching, and I'm not talking about singing, because I just said be the best you that you can be. See, God has given each one of us some resources. Some men and women have 5 talents. They got a whole lot of resources. with, but that's what God gave them, because the book of Romans said God gives to each man a measure of faith, and he measured out according to your ability to receive. And then the man that got five, he took the five, he invested it, he got five more, and he made 10. Then the man that got two, he didn't notice this. This is my point. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. Because notice that the man that had two talents never said anything about the man with the five talents. He just worked what he had. He took those two talents and he went to work and he got two more talents. Ain't that right? And I'm trying to tell y'all in here, whether you got five talents or whether you got two talents, if you do with it what God told you to do, my book said, the Lord said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But there was one more. Yeah, he got one talent. And he took the Lord's money and he hid it, amen. Because he thought something was going to happen. He put it up under the mattress. He put it in the ground. I don't know what he did with it. But when the Lord come back, he said, Lord, are you a hard man? That's a lie right there. Because the Lord said, take up the cross and follow me. For my yoke is easy. Yeah. And my burden is light. He lied right there, didn't he? But then the Lord said, don't worry about it. He said, you unprofitable, you wicked servant. Ain't that what he said? He told him, in other words, you not coming up here in the doors of the Lord. You slothful and you wicked, and you got to go out of here. See, there are a whole lot of people who come into church, but they're not connected to Christ. Amen. And when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ and sit down, when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, some folk, he gonna receive them, and some folk, he gonna reject them. But I just feel like this morning, amen, that one of these old mornings, somebody gonna look for Michael Thompson, and I'm gonna be going on home. One of these moments, you're gonna look for me, but don't worry about it, because I'm gonna fly away, and I'm gonna be at rest. I'm gonna be in a place where the weary will cease from troubling, amen, and where the wicked will cease from troubling, and the weary will be at rest. That one of these days, the Lord don't show up. Dr. Frank Gray said, I'm going to move upstairs. He said, I'm in the basement temporarily of this life. But one of these days, I'm going to move in the room of the fire. I'm going out of here. I'm going to be the best me that I can be. I can't be you. You can't be me. But I'm going to be the best me I can be.
I'm just trying to be Michael Thompson. I told God that I was going.
anybody else.
Yes.
And just be you.
Yes.
I'm done. Yes. You need strength. You need strength. I want you to come up here. Come on up here. Y'all know y'all need strength. Y'all still saying y'all. Y'all worried about somebody else.
Yes.
Amen. Y'all
looking?
Your husband and your wife.
Amen.
Because sometimes we feel bad and we get weak too.
Yeah.
Then when that time comes for God to take us on home, if you got all your hope in a man or a woman, you're going to show up and you're going to die. Don't put all your hope in no preacher and in no man. Them Thompson ain't the only preacher. Some of y'all know it. Because I've been telling y'all the truth for a long time. So some of y'all want to like me, but you can't like me. I'm kind of like the mama there when they bust up in the room and keep telling you the same thing over and over. After a while, when they leave, you start talking under your breath, don't you? But I'm trying to tell you that there's going to come a time when Reverend Thompson is not going to be here. You're going to find out that everything I told you in that book, you're going to be held accountable. Your job is to go out and tell somebody else about what God has done.